protests opposing the Trump administration will be held in more than 50 Wisconsin communities tomorrow as part of a national No Kings movement. It's Friday, June 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin has several public radio and television stations that could be affected by funding cuts passed by the House of Representatives. And the Milwaukee County Zoo plans to close its small mammals building. Stay with us.
Make an appointment with Public Radio's favorite family doc on the next Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Okay, Carol, do you like taking calls from our listeners?
I do.
How about sharing our wonderful heart-healthy recipes?
Absolutely.
Do you like to keep up with the latest medical research?
Always.
If you do, Carol, stay tuned.
Saturday afternoon at 1 and Sunday night at 6 on WPR News.
Protests against the Trump administration will be held across Wisconsin this weekend. Evan Casey has the details.
There are over 50 protests planned in Wisconsin on Saturday as part of the National No Kings movement. They'll be held on the same day that President Donald Trump is holding a massive military parade in Washington, D.C. Larger turnouts are expected from marches in Madison and Milwaukee, but organizers in smaller communities like Monroe and Sturgeon Bay are also holding rallies. Keita Sheehan is the co-organizer for a protest in Eagle River.
This is a pretty conservative part of the state, but there are a lot of people who are worried and are very concerned about a number of issues, things like our natural resources and our public lands, worried about veterans.
Millions are expected to attend over 1,500 protests nationwide. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin has several radio and TV stations that could be affected by public media funding cuts. Those cuts passed the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday and now head to the Senate. They'd pull back the over $1 billion in funding previously allocated for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for the next 2 years. That's the nonprofit that distributes federal money to local public radio and TV. Jordan Lee is the executive director of Radio Milwaukee. He says federal funding is less than 10% of his budget, but it does allow him to broadcast Milwaukee school board meetings over the radio.
It will not turn us off, but it does create unnecessary strain on our bottom line and our ability to provide these essential services.
All of Wisconsin's Republican members of Congress voted to cancel the funding, while both Democratic representatives voted to keep it. WPR receives funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but no member of Wisconsin Public Media's senior leadership team reviewed this story before publication. Republicans on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee have passed an education budget that would increase state spending on schools by more than $330 million. But as Sean Johnson reports, it's far less than what the governor asked for.
The GOP budget would spend the money on targeted programs like mental health funding. It would have the state pay for nearly 38% of special ed costs, the highest percentage in years. But it's well short of the 60% benchmark special needs parents have asked for. Democrats, like Representative Deb Andraka of Whitefish Bay, said Republicans did not listen to constituents.
We all heard what schools want, and we all heard what schools need, and this is not it.
Evers' budget would have increased overall state spending on schools by around $3 billion, but GOP lawmakers said it ignored the public's ability to pay. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
With federal funding in question, some Republican lawmakers are siding with Governor Tony Evers' call for the state to pay for suicide prevention hotline services. A Republican bill would direct the State Department of Health Services to fund the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline through 2027. The authors say they don't expect the federal funding for the service to continue. They, along with Evers, are requesting around $12 million from the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. During a public hearing on the legislation, Democratic Representative Robin Vining thanked her Republican colleagues for supporting 988.
It is so incredibly disappointing that this funding is getting cut off by the federal government. And we know that this is urgent and critical. Sounds like Wisconsin's going to have to grab the baton and run with it in order to take care of this.
Wisconsin's 988 service has fielded around 170,000 calls and texts since 2022. The Milwaukee County Zoo will close its small mammals building by the end of this year. Anna Marie Yanni reports leadership says the building doesn't meet modern space and animal care standards.
Amos Morris is the zoo's executive director. He says the bats in the building should have space to fly, and the porcupine should be able to climb in a tree.
This area does not meet modern zoological standards, and the money we would put into it would not bring it to that standard. So that's how we decided that this building should be closed.
The structure is also home to lemurs, sloths, armadillos, and other animals. Zoo staff have already begun relocating the animals from the small animals building to other accredited zoos. The closure is part of the zoo's new strategic plan to modernize animal habitats and allow visitors to see the animals up close. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got part two of our Wisconsin road trip series. This week, WPR's Sarah Lear will tell us the story behind a favorite ice cream flavor. Stay with us.
Music with more.
I am personally honored to be able to shepherd so many different types of music for folks to consider. But I leave it to the listener to be able to meet the music where they are at, to help them grow their ears through these stories, histories, and the community connections that can be forged with listening to music.
Join Dr. Jonathan Overby on The Road to Higher Ground, Saturdays on WPR Music.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Bridget Bowden with a story about a beloved and mysterious sweet treat. It's part of WPR's Wisconsin Road Trip series, which features pit stops across the state to explore some of the people, places, and things that make Wisconsin summers special.
Blue Moon ice cream is a staple at roadside shops throughout the Upper Midwest. But where did this Smurf-colored treat come from? And what explains its long-standing appeal? WPR's Sarah Lear brings us the scoop from an ice cream shop in Columbus.
It's a busy day at the Sassy Cow Creamery as machines bottle milk and freezers hum. Out front, there's an ice cream counter with rows and rows of flavors. One that stands out is a tub of vivid blue. That's the one that many kids point to, says Christina Lee, an ice cream maker at the Sassy Cow.
They run up and they don't even know the name. They just, I want the blue one.
Blue Moon ice cream is sold almost exclusively in the Midwest. It's especially popular in Wisconsin and Michigan. Both states are rumored to have invented the flavor. But exactly what that flavor is can be hard to define. We asked some Wisconsinites to give it a try.
When I worked at an ice cream shop, we described it as either almond or citrus and spice.
It tastes just like Fruit Loops. Yeah, it really does, yeah.
It's like cereal milk, frozen.
It's like really sweet, kind of like a marshmallow.
That was Callie Edelmeyer of Teresa, Tim Dirth of Grafton, Dylan Neaton of Sun Prairie, and Lauren Bunn of Fenimore. They all came to enjoy ice cream on a sunny Wisconsin day at the Sassy Cow. Meanwhile, Lee was at work in the creamery's back room, making a batch of Blue Moon. Cream and sugar are blended with milk that comes from cows that graze at farms near the shop. Lee adds a small amount of dark blue flavoring to a big metal machine.
I can spin my machine, which essentially I just have two bars that kind of rotate in there, scraping the sides. I also have my freezing over here that tells it when it should get really, really cold and when it shouldn't.
Lisa's Blue Moon is one of the Sassy Cow's top sellers. But the true origins of the greenish-blue dessert may never be unthawed. Early 20th century newspaper articles make mention of something called Blue Moon ice cream in states as far-flung as New Jersey and Ohio. It's not clear, though, whether any of those shops were selling a flavor that's akin to the Blue Moon of today. There is some evidence, however, that the beloved flavor could have started with the Wisconsin business. Decades ago, an Illinois-based company known as Weber Flavors bought a Milwaukee-based company called Patron Products. Documents show Patron Products of Wisconsin filed to trademark the Blue Moon flavor in the 1970s. At the time, Patron claimed it had been using the term Blue Moon since at least 1939.
Today, Weber holds the trademark for Blue Moon. That means it has exclusive rights to use the term for ice cream flavoring. It sells the flavoring to more than 100 retailers across the country, including the Sassy Cow. Melissa Healy is a marketing manager at Weber Flavors. She says Blue Moon sees the highest demand in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois. But the company does sell the flavor to shops that are farther afield.
A little bit of Ohio and a little bit of like the kind of Iowa, Minnesota area. And then we have some kind of random like Arizona, Alabama customers.
These days, many people are wary of artificial colors in food. So Weber Products sells the Blue Moon flavor both with and without the signature cyan coloring. The one with added color is way more popular. Back at the Sassy Cow Creamery, 3-year-old Kata Kors is drawn to vibrant shades.
Do you have a favorite color?
I like blue.
Kata lives in California, but she's visiting her grandparents in Wisconsin. She chooses Blue Moon with sprinkles.
What do you think about it? How does it taste?
Good.
Then she smiles, revealing lips and teeth that are stained bright blue.
WPR's Sarah Lear brought us that story on Blue Moon Ice Cream. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Bridget Bowden.
You can join us every Friday this summer for more Wisconsin road trips. To see all the stops and plan your own road trip, find the series page at wpr.org/roadtrip. And of course, let's get a quick check of the weekend forecast before letting you go for the day. It'll be mostly cloudy today and cooler than the past few days, with highs only getting into the upper 50s in the north and 70s in the south. It's likely that we'll see some showers and storms off and on throughout the state today as well. Rain starts to taper off overnight with lows down in the 40s and 50s. Highs in the 60s and 70s tomorrow, but once again, mostly cloudy and a chance for a few storms. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.